SNI Digital, Innovations in Learning, a 3D live video journal, which is now offering podcasts on Amazon and Spotify with Apple in process. Look for SNI Digital in association with SNI Surgical Neurology International, a 2D internet journal, is introducing a new SNI Digital investigative series entitled Dr. Blaylock Reports, presenting facts about medically related controversies. The third topic of Dr. Blaylock Reports is on microwave radiation, cell phones, and microwave ovens, benefits and dangers of this new technology. Dr. Blaylock's the CEO of Theoretical Neuroscience Research, the Associate Editor-in-Chief of Neuroinflammation Section of SNI and of SNI Digital. He's a certified clinical nutritionist. He's the creator and editor of the Blaylock Wellness Report and the author of multiple books, scientific papers. He's a health commentator on radio, TV, and in the Epoch Times. These are some of the books which Dr. Blaylock has published. They're available on Amazon.com on The Liver Cure, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, Dr. Blaylock's Prescriptions for Natural Health, Excitotoxins, and a book on the China virus, What is the Truth?, co-authored with Dr. Ausman. This is his Blaylock Wellness Report, which he's produced monthly as a nutritional newsletter for over 20 years. If you'd like to subscribe to it, you can visit the website Wellness Report at newsmax.com.
This is another in the series of Dr. Blaylock Reports. I've told you before, Russell Blaylock is a neurosurgeon who became very interested in his patients who are ill and who he thought dietitians' recommendations did not make sense. For example, just to make it clear to the public, after surgery, for you to be put in an IV bottle for 24 or 48 hours of just getting water is extremely harmful to your system. He's talked about this, written about it, we've published about it. Just another example of, yes, he's talked about things that are controversial and different that people don't know about. We recently had a video with Fabian Durrell, who made an independent investigation of microwave radiation. Microwave radiation, I'll just give a quick summary here because I want you to get into the key issues. It was discovered in 1920. It's over 100, it's 100 years ago. And it was eventually, we see it in our cell phones, microwave radiation. It's in 5G, 4G, 6G, 2G, all these things that are being promoted. It became apparent to us in the 1950s when personnel in our embassies around the world, particularly London and Havana, were coming down with neurological diseases, which initially couldn't be explained. And these diseases were basically nonspecific in many ways, but they turned out to be ones that caused neurological damage. And it was named the Havana Syndrome, because eventually it was learned that this was being done because microwave radiation was being focused on the embassies, and the end result was toxic to our workers there. Well, the Russians in the 1950s had done experiments in animals where they showed that microwave radiation could be harmful, but that was at high levels where it would heat the tissue. And levels less than that have been used. There's been research, and it was used basically for the military and in warfare, biological, or this is now, I guess, technological warfare. And then it began taken up by the telecommunications industry, and it's in all these devices, and particularly in your cell phones. The answer is they found that this is also damaging, but it's not, none of this information is available to the public. And so what you reported, you wrote a newsletter on this, and Fabian reported is that microwave radiation is potentially lethal to the public, but we don't know about it. We're not being told about it. Is what I just said, that introduction, correct?
Right, yeah, you're exactly
Okay.
right.
So take it from there, because what is your what's your because you I know you wrote about it, and you wrote about it in more detail than Fabian did. We want to get into some of those aspects. How is it harmful? Why are we using this? Why isn't anything being told to the public about it? And what's the future implications of this? I gave you a lot of things to think about.
The interesting thing about microwave radiation, what you said, was it's the non-thermal effects. Before, we always thought, well, a microwave, you put food in it and turn it on and it cooks the food. It's a thermal effect. Well, these are very intense microwaves, far above what's used in a cell phone and your computer and your laptop. And what they found is very early. I mean, this isn't recent. Is they found that, well, there's non-thermal damage being done, that is not due to a heat effect. Everybody thought, well, it must be done through or caused by a heat effect. And so they began to do experiments in which they used microwaves below the heat effect, and they found out, well, it produces inflammation. It produces free radical generation. It lowers glutathione, reduced glutathione, which is your cell's number one protection, and it reduces superoxide dismutase, which is associated with ALS and a number of other diseases. So they begin to see, well, this is pretty harmful. And then they started radiating different organs, brain, liver, heart, to see, well, if we're using at a lower level that's not producing heat, is it damaging the cells of this organ? And the majority of people who are not connected to the telecommunication industry found, yes, it's quite harmful. And so as I began to look at this, they hypothesized or looked at some of the experiments in these cellular studies to see, well, what is the microwave doing that's non-thermal? Why is it causing? Well, they found disrupted cell membranes. And they said the cell membrane was not only showed physical disruption, but it changed the different pores in the cell membrane, like the calcium pore. Well, the calcium pore is very important. Calcium is the number one cell signaling apparatus. And that if the cell gets too much calcium, it can produce a lot of bad things, including cancer. All neurodegeneration is due to calcium accumulation in neurons. Excitotoxicity is caused by opening of the calcium pore and allowing calcium to enter the cell. And so here you have a microwave is doing this itself. It's opening these pores, allowing calcium to accumulate in the cell, and it's damaging the DNA, and it damages the DNA repair enzyme. And one study found that it actually increased the number, the amount of P53. Well, P53 is the cell suicide gene. And what it does is if the cell is damaged, it triggers this P53 and it kills the cell to keep it from becoming a cancer. And what they found is that it's raising the P53, killing otherwise normal cells. And it's interfering with DNA repair, which leads to cancer. So we're seeing now there's more mechanisms that are being disclosed, changing ions, changing the ion content of the cell, changing cell signaling, which is all important. All these things are vital changes. And they lead to things like neurodegenerative diseases, heart failure, a kidney failure, liver failure, which may take years. Well, an interesting thing, which I put in my article, was some of the oncologists looked at young girls and said, I'm seeing teenage girls with breast cancer. Said, I've never seen a teenage girl with breast cancer, ever. And then he found out that some smart entrepreneur who thought he was smart put a little cell phone pocket in their bra. And they put the cell phone there, and all day long they were being irradiated. They said the cancers occurred right where the cell phone was. And so we're seeing a sudden increase in cancers among young people, particularly those who've been vaccinated, who are developing breast cancer, colon cancer, and when they're 20 or 30 years old, which before was almost never seen. So what we're seeing is a synergism. There's a synergism between the microwave and damage and the damage from environmental toxin. So if you're exposed to pesticides, herbicides, and you're exposed to the microwave, it increases the damage much greater than just the additive effect. It's a synergistic effect. Well, in Fabian's article, he goes further, something I had looked up, but I don't think I put that much in my article, was that the Department of Defense declared this is the decade of the brain, and we're entering a decade in which there's neural warfare. So it's war of the brain. So what we're trying to do is find a way to control the brain, to control people's thinking by using nanotechnology. And so included in the COVID vaccine was these nanobots, which are microscopic graphene oxide, which undergoes self-assembly, acts as an antenna, responds to microwaves, responds to the cell phone. They've tested it numerous ways, and they found out that it's sending signals out of the body of the person and recorded on the laptop. So we see that this is a cell control. So what they found is the Department of Defense has been writing about and trying to patent for a long time about a merger of machines with men, with man, to call that have an enhanced soldier. So he mainly they looked at vision so he can see much further. And they even talked about seeing like an owl or a hawk. They can hear much better. And they're stronger. But they also, the Department of Defense and DARPA, have thought about, well, why don't we have it so we can control people's thinking so they can't think thoughts that we don't want them to have? Like, I don't like the government. What the government is doing is bad. So they adjust it so that it affects the neurons. These injected nanobots can go into the brain, can control the neuron, so that you're unable to have that thought. And I showed you a video of the CIA having a meeting saying, well, we can give an injection, a vaccination, in which you can't have a religious experience. And only one person in the audience objected, said that's a horror.
And that was, I remember you gave me that video, and that was of Bill Gates. And we'll come to that throughout this whole these whole series, Bill Gates presenting a talk to the CIA, correct me if I'm wrong, on how we could manipulate a virus so that you can take people who are religious zealots or something like that, and you could convert them as the virus infects them and reach a certain levels of executive function. So this is 10 years ago. I think that video is a long time ago, 10 years ago to the CIA. I got the video, you got the video, we have to find it. But it's that's what you're talking about.
Right, yeah, it's to control your ability not to think of things they don't want you to think about.
So the problem
we're seeing censorship, and now they want to censor your own brain.
So the problem here, again, we're getting into another subject, and you mentioned this. Now, let me go back a little bit. A lot of the research that you just mentioned, Fabian mentioned this, the Russian research he was able to find on animals and the heat damage and so forth and so on. This research apparently has gone on, but it's not known publicly well because it's military information. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's national security.
And then the next thing is it's also going on in the telecommunications industry. And they are aware of the fact that microwave radiation can be damaging to the people who use it. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
That's correct. And so that's obviously involved with the cell phones that everybody's getting. And you're talking about the fact that not only you get to tissue warming, it's not at that level like you see in the microwave in your oven. It's below that level, and it produces ruptured membranes. It obviously destroys function of the cell. It can destroy the genetic makeup. It causes all the kinds of damages you mentioned, which leads to some of the reports, which we know have been of tumors, as you mentioned, in the breast or brain tumors. Because the common thing people do is they leave it here and they're talking. There was a recent study by the Pew Foundation saying that 50% of the young people use cell phones constantly all day. So what you're saying is, wait a minute, what are they exposing themselves to? And if they have other things that have made their immune systems less responsive, we're not talking about a million people getting brain tumors from it, but we're talking about something that can occur over time, and that's already been reported in multiple different case reports about brain tumors related to cell phones. So the question then is, is all those things true, what I just said?
It's true.
Why isn't the public being told?
Well, every time they try to tell them, the telecommunication industry will pay researchers to say they couldn't find anything. And then they ghostwrite articles. People don't understand ghostwriting. What ghostwriting is the industry, the pharmaceutical telecommunications, pays a company to write an article that looks just like it's legitimate, has no authors. Then they go to people who can be manipulated with money and say, put your name on it. We'll make sure it's put in a high-level magazine, a journal, and so you'll be famous. And so they'll put their name on the art. They never saw it. They didn't do the research, and they have their name on it. And then they give the reprints to physicians who say, oh, well, I read an article that said, oh, that's nonsense. Well, I read an article that said it doesn't cause DNA damage.
So now,
and it doesn't cause the things you said.
Now we're getting into the aspect of science, which can be corrupted. And you presented a whole bunch of evidence so far, both in the bird flu and the monkeypox. And now we've got it in microwave radiation, which, a lot of this technology is very good and very beneficial to society. It's great for us to be able to talk like we're talking on Zoom now, or if I can call you on the phone, it's terrific, or talk to people all over the world. We couldn't do this before. But like anything else, like nuclear weapons, there are harmful ways that this can be used. And that's what we're talking about. And here is something that could be very beneficial and has been to humanity, but there are evil people with evil intent who want to cover this information up, in which it can have very bad effects on humans. And that's what you're talking about. That's the warning that you were saying. That's what Fabian was trying to say about all of these things that are going on, because there are some people out there who basically are not good people. They're bad people. Okay, so now we've got, it's being used, and we're going to get into that in future times about the pharmaceutical industry that's in there for money. We got a telecommunication industry that's in there for money. And we know, in fact, from you and I, that artificial intelligence is coming out, and it's being used to write an article. It's being used to take a picture of me and have words come out of my mouth that sound exactly like my voice, but it says nothing that I ever said in my life.
That's right.
So this is a part of technology which is very dangerous and very threatening, and we're trying to point that out to people. Is that correct?
That's correct. You know, both my sons are videographers. They do photograph. And So they said in pastime in the 1940s, 50s, a picture was worth a thousand words. If you
True.
saw a picture of something, it was true. Then
True.
the Soviet Union demonstrated we can alter those pictures, change heads on the captured person in the photograph. They weren't even there, and you'll think they were. We can alter the photo. And so then photos were not worth anything. You could see pictures of people who were transferred there who really weren't there. Well, now with AI, you could do it with a video of a person, make him an artificial person. You can steal his voice and it can be rearranged to make him say something he didn't say. And everybody say, well, I saw a video and I heard him say it. You see, it's completely deceiving the public. And then you say, I never said that. And we'll try to prove it.
So we're getting to a point here where we have modern technology that has really major benefits to society, but also with people who have malintent or basically bad or evil or want to have another gain out of it, which is economic, which is to corrupt this and its use so they can get something out of it. And so now we're into another category, and that is microwave radiation. Now, you also wrote about this, and that is if we project ourselves, and Fabian was worried about this, which is why I wrote about it now. We project ourselves to 2050, and technology is advanced, and microwave radiation is now, they're doing experiments with this. We know this already. I think Musk has got somebody who's got some stereotactic neurosurgeon. I'm not criticizing him, but it can implant in a device that has a very good use. You can use this to maybe activate part of the brain to help you move your arms or your legs or your speech. And they've got ways of improving vision. These are immense advances. But the question, there's a bad side to that. And the bad side is being used by the military, and that is controlling people. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's used by both the military and the intelligence community. And like you say, it's a double-edged sword. It can be used to do mirror, bring sight to people that couldn't see and hearing, paralyze people. You could do some pretty miraculous things with this technology if it's used correctly. But there's a nefarious side of people who want to use it to make profit, to control people, to create a society that they want to control. And that's what's on these videotapes that are put out by the Department of Defense and others saying it's a war of the mind. We want to take over people's mind. Well, the government, if one of the things I want to talk about is injecting these nanobots in people that respond to microwaves. Well, you've got a crowd of a million people. Well, in the past, you had huge police force, military trying to control that crowd. And if you look at some of the countries, they overwhelmed the police and the government changed. There's a new government. So the psychopaths in society don't want that to ever to happen to them. So you could take a million people who've been forcibly injected with these nanobots by saying it's a health thing. And then you can turn microwaves on the crowd. They'll either fall to the ground unconscious, develop vertigo and fall to the ground, go nausea and vomiting. Their skin will burn, which Fabian talks about. And you can control a million people. So no matter how big the crowd is, all you got to do is stand off, turn on that frequency, and that's in their body. And they're incapacitated.
And the
So it
answer.
is an ultimate tool that Stalin would have thought was the greatest thing in the world. If I could just control everybody like you have the technology now to do.
So I think the message that's almost consistent in each topic we've discussed today, there are marvelous advances that can be made biologically and technologically, but there are also evil evil and really unintended, I shouldn't say that, evil and intended bad use of some of this technology, which can be very harmful to human beings. And that can be publicized in these bird flu and the monkeypox. And one of the things I think that we need to mention is that the graphene in the vaccines that were used in COVID, there is a graphene in there. Graphene is a very strong carbon plate when it assembles. It's very strong. And it has no biological use. It has no medical use. What's it doing in the vaccine? And that gets to the point you're trying to say.
Well, in fact, they denied it was in there.
Yeah,
and it's highly three combined. Universities in Spain had examined the vials and testified that it was in the vials. They had proven it, and they were all called liars. Well, since then, other laboratories have looked at it and said, yes, it is in there. And so they're losing the battle to try to confuse the public and say, we fact-checked it. There's no graphene oxide in it. Yes, there is.
And so that gets back to the reason we talked about, where we don't want the World Health Organization to be dictating to us. And the major donor besides the United States is the Bill Gates Foundation. We don't want an organization to be dictating our health, our health regulations of what we should do from a corrupt organization like the World Health Organization. And yet most of the countries have bought into this. The United States, I guess under Trump, is going to withdraw from that. And so these have wide implications that really affect all of the viewers in this program, no matter what country you're in.
That's right. And it was all freedom will disappear.
Yeah. Okay, Russell, anything else that we didn't cover you want to say?
Well, one thing about the microwave that was discovered was it activates microglia in your brain.
Okay,
well,
please.
Microglia is activation is behind all the neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, ALS, frontal polar dementia. We always see a microglial activation, strokes, head trauma. And so here's a way remotely to produce activation of those microglia and start the destructive process. The other thing is there was a book written by Joseph Delgado called Physical Control of the Mind, Psycho-Civilized Civilization. I read this book years ago, decades ago. And he was one of the smartest people in neurophysiology, used to publish a lot. And he found that you could implant electrodes in the brains of animals and control them. And then he discovered, I don't need to use electrodes anymore. I don't have to drill a hole in their head. I can do it purely with microwaves. Well, he disappeared. He never published anything again. And a reporter from Discover Magazine found him and asked him, well, what are you doing? Why are you in hiding? He said, well, I'm not hiding. It's just I don't publish anymore. And he said, the government has purchased me a laboratory that is the top line laboratory. And I work purely for them. They give me everything I want. And now I can control human beings purely with microwaves at a distance. I can make them hear things, see things. I control them remotely. Well, the combination of graphene oxide and the microwave makes that much easier. That's a step forward. And that's what's in Fabian's article, is he goes into detail about how they're doing that. And they're combining it with AI to make it even more effective, to control how you think and what you can think about.
I remember Delgado because this was got to be more than 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I read some of his papers at the time, which I thought were, it wasn't on microwave, but it was on his basic work in physiology. And so he did an outstanding job. His papers were outstanding. So anyway, that's a interesting story how it connects with the past. Well, okay. I think we've covered a number of subjects today. We may publish them in parts, but You've done a superb job, and it's what we're trying to do here is to relate what people hear and try to make some sense out of it. We talked about monkeypox, we talked about bird flu, now we're talking about cell phones and microwave radiation. Most of these things, you're either the public is being exposed to no information or disinformation or malinformation, as you were saying now. It may be true, but they don't want you to know it. But and the purpose here is for SNI Digital to bring controversial subjects to the awareness of the public so that you can sit down, look at this, understand it, we'll give you references for it, read about it, and come to your own decisions. But we want to, you to get information free and open that you can decide for yourselves and not have other people deciding what you should know. Any other thoughts you want to add to that?
I think you're correct. And it's about information. And what we see now is they're going to extreme lengths to censor and prevent information from being disseminated. You look at physicians, their licenses are taken away. The medical organizations are throwing them out of their organization. Hospitals are taking away their privileges merely for even mentioning a question, saying it should be looked into. If you don't buy it hook, line, and sinker, your career's over. These are physicians spent their whole life in training, and suddenly they're thrown out of hospitals, medical organizations, and they lose their license. And they have one physician in Maine who they wanted to get a mental examination for daring to promote ivermectin and question it. And she's a very smart person, very smart.
Yes. Well, I think this is exactly what we're trying to do, is to bring the truth to the public. My guess is if we submitted this as an article to a standard journal, it would be rejected for reasons the public is now becoming aware of. And so anyway, thank you very much for doing the work to prepare for this. You're going to be you're going to have a regular segment with us on Dr. Blaylock Reports, and so we'll do another one next week, and so people will be able to have the chance to hear a different side of the story than what they are exposed to.
Good. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
These are the key references to this presentation. Be prepared to take screenshots for your records. And these are the series of references on microwave radiation. There are three pages. With a publication in the Blaylock Wellness Report on the dangers of new microwave technologies. We hope you enjoyed this presentation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the author interviewee and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of SNI Digital or its management. The information contained in this article should not be considered to be medical advice. Patients should consult their own physicians for advice as to their specific medical needs. Please fill out the evaluation of this video at the bottom of the rating scale of the video on the home page of SNI Digital to help us improve the information we bring you on that program. This recorded session is available free on snidigital.org. Click on this icon located at the bottom right of the home page for questions, comments, and requests for CME credit. Foundation supporting these programs also supports the two journals. Surgical Neurology International is a 2D internet journal. Nancy Epstein is its editor-in-chief. Its web address is sni.global. SNI Digital Innovations in Learning is a 3D video journal, interactive with discussion, and the web address is snidigital.org. Both of these publications are free 24/7, 365 on the internet. Surgical Neurology International has been published for 15 years and is read in 239 countries and territories around the world. It's the third largest neurosurgery journal on readership. SNI Digital Innovations in Learning is viewed in 145 countries in the past 11 months since its publication, and it's the first video journal of neurosurgery. The goal of the foundation is to help people throughout the world. Remember, SNI is now offering podcasts on Amazon and Spotify. We're soon to be on Apple. Look for SNI Digital. Foundation also has a medical news network devoted to bringing truthful medical and science news to the world. This is copyrighted in 2025. This is copyrighted in 2025 by the James I. and Carolyn R. Ausman Educational Foundation. All rights are reserved. Contact James Ausman at mac.com for more information. Thank you for watching this program.